All right, we are once again joined by Carson Hocevar, the driver of the number 77 Chevrolet for Spire Motorsports. We're just going to open it up right away. Name and affiliation, please.
Maybe I should ask questions now. Yeah. Then we really get to know each other. It's very one-sided right now.
We'll start over there with Matt.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com. Do you have anything for me?
No, okay. Not really. I feel pretty good.
We've done this long enough, so I don't know that you have anything for me. I don't know if this has been brought up because I wasn't at your morning presser, and I walked in late last night. But one thing I do have for you is now that you have won a cup race, I'm curious, and I've asked Ty the same question too, does it immediately change anything in you in terms of, does it command additional respect? Do you feel like it establishes you as a legitimate for real cup guy now that you know you're a cup winner?
I think internally, for sure. I think it establishes all of us that we're all winners. I was 22nd in practice, and I kind of just took it easy because I felt like my car was going to be pretty good. And, you have a little bit of a risk here, obviously, and I was like, I think we'll be just fine. And so I just kind of went with a feel where, probably before Talladega, I'm trying to, win practice, win qualifying, and try to, talk myself into we're going to win the race. And, now it's just, everybody's just, jollier, I guess. I don't know. Everybody's just kind of slower and more relaxed and everything. I could just tell by the way they're pulling the hood pins and little things. And they just have a lot of confidence. And, there's not quite often that I, sit there and just go, 22nd in practice, and I go, yeah, we're going to win the pole as long as I don't mess this up. And especially when I saw Daniel roll out, our cars are very similar and everything. And I was like, I think we'll be really close. I didn't expect to be that close, but I'm just glad I was on the front end of it.
All right, we'll go to the middle to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Speaking of Daniel, in he put his lap up. A lot of cars followed. And in looking at the ghost cars, it looked like where he made his speed was off of turn two and carrying the momentum into three. Was your lap similar to that, or where do you think, you made the difference there of the 0.003 of a second?
Yeah, I hadn't seen the ghost car. I hadn't seen the ghost car or anything. And, going to Chili's last night, it, weighed the car down just a little bit more. That had a little left side weight. So, I don't know. Where those 0.003 are, and I'm just glad I had them in the bank. But, my lap felt pretty good. It wasn't quite, keying up on the radio. And, I forget exactly. I think it was, somebody said it. It's just like I remember watching TV of it when they're like, if they beat that, they can have it. And then they don't get beat. I wasn't quite doing that, but I was coming off turn four, and I was like, man, if this isn't fast, I'm going to be so disappointed. Because it felt good, and that's the worst when it feels good and it's slow. So I'm just glad there was a lot of pace in it.
Any other questions for Carson? Go to Jeff.
I mean, I know you're not a big data guy, but do you have any sense of whether you're closer to Daniel or Michael in terms of what you want out of the car? You said you're in Daniel's car are pretty close. Does that mean you drive similarly, or?
I mean, that's just, sometimes I ask them, I'm like, are we similar? And they normally go, yeah. And I was like, okay. So that's my data. I think all three of us are very similar. I'm assuming the seven similar. I mean, it'd be hilarious if they're so different and it's 0.003, but when I asked, about Michael, he was similar, and normally they're pretty different. So I was like, if Michael's similar, then Daniel's got to be, because they all try to stay pretty close, with exceptions, but balance-wise, it's all pretty close, I think. I don't know. I don't have a login.
We'll go back to Matt.
More. I mean, typically when there's frustration with the super speedway package, the guy that wins is always like, no, it's fine. We don't need to change anything. And I'm curious if there's a part of you that's able to separate, hey, I won, I'm happy about it, but also listening in on the comp meeting and hearing what others are saying and can also go, yeah, I'm happy, but we probably need to change something too. How do you balance those two conflicting feelings?
Yeah, I mean, it's just I like what we have at Atlanta by far. You know, my suggestion would be if we're going to do a super speedway package, can we leave Atlanta alone? That's number one for me. You know, because that is the most fun by far. So, you know, can we just make Atlanta its own super speedway package? And then, you know, but I think Daytona's okay. And Talladega in the fall was okay. But I don't, it's so, you know, it's, I look at it very similar of like Bristol. Bristol's so temperature sensitive. If you're going to have the tires completely fall off in 20 laps, or you can run 200 and not even really question it. So I think Talladega is super, or especially Talladega, but our super speedway package in general, it's very sensitive of how the lines push. You know, if they get chaotic, the third lane can roll, and if they don't, you're it's just too easy to push 17 deep. And I just think realistically we're just going too fast almost. Like, we're at terminal velocity. You can't go any faster. You know, you just kind of hit that block of air when you pull out that you need help, and it's tough to get anybody committed to you because when you pull out, they just see a free spot if they stay in the middle. So it that's a balance. But at Daytona, I felt like you could go back to the front no problem in the 500. You know, we saw the third lane roll, so I don't know. I would be very heartbroken if we lost Atlanta just because we're trying to fix Talladega, because Talladega is not going to be a guarantee we fix it, obviously. But, you know, I think the best racing we have is Atlanta, and I'd hate to lose that.
Everyone good? All right. Thank you, Carson. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.